Well, it's just afternoon on Saturday. I'm just leaving Townsville, heading north after what's been a character building morning. According to plan, I got to Townsville a bit before 9, and then started looking for the bike shop. By the time I found it, I'd probably cycled about 5 or 10 extra K than I needed to. But I did get a look at the downtown area and the harbour while I was doing it. At the bike shop, no mechanic today, which is a bit unfortunate. The tyres I'd sent ahead were waiting for me, that was good. And the guy was friendly enough, but he obviously was very busy. I think he was the only guy in the shop Saturday morning. So he said it was fine by him if I sat out the front and, of his shop and changed the tyres. Rod Martin had warned me that these Schwalbe tyres were hard to get on and off, and reminded me to take the strongest tyre levers I could. That proved to be an understatement. I've put tyres on and off bike wheels quite a lot, although I don't claim to be an expert, but I've never had as much trouble as I did getting these tyres back on. And then, to cap it all off, as I was inflating the front tyre after having put it back on the bike, the top of the Presta valve broke off in the pump, so I had to replace the tube. So I had to take the wheel off, take the tyre off again, go in, buy a new tube, put it back on, put it back together again. So that was a bit unfortunate. Then I was a bit worried about my bike pump, because I have had the experience of valves, Presta valves breaking off in pumps before. So I lashed out and bought a different pump from the bike shop guy, and went back out and put the rear wheel back on and inflated the tyre, and hey presto, what happens? The top of that valve breaks off in the new pump, so it must be me rather than the pump. I'll have to learn to be more careful. So I had to take the rear wheel off again, tyre off, buy a new tube, replace it. All the while muttering quietly under my breath. People going in and out, my fingers getting very tired from trying to push these tyres back on. In the end, the only way I could get them on was to use cable tyres, to put part of the tyre onto the rim and then cable tie it so it could not possibly come off, and then do the next one and then do it 6 inches further along, and so on and so on and so on. Then I had trouble getting the front tyre to seat properly around the valve. That took a little while, so eventually I left 3 hours after I arrived. I guess I wasn't riding in those 3 hours, so that's a rest my body got, but I feel like I'm now 75k further back than I should be, which is probably true. So I haven't looked at the map yet to work out where I'll try and get to tonight. I think I'll still stop around 5 or 6. I think Geelong's playing football on the TV tonight, and I quite like to watch that game while I have my dinner. So today might turn into a bludge day, maybe 200k, 230k, and then I'll have to see if I can make up the time later on. Still a few slightly strange noises coming from the front crank, although I did find when I was tightening all the nuts last night, one that was slightly loose, and I oiled the chain, which I hadn't done for a couple of days. That might have made a difference as well. I guess we'll see in the next few days. It's a bright sunny day. Townsville Cup day today, so lots of racing stuff on in town. Temperature's going to be mid-20s centigrade. The countryside around Townsville's pretty dry. Never really appealed to me all that much, I have to say. Various mountain ranges visible around the place, a few palm trees, quite a lot of traffic, as you might expect on a Saturday on a nice day.